Let us worship God as we bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day, for all that you have entrusted us with to go forward, making a difference, being able to teach, whether it be to a child or to an adult, to teach them the ways of Jesus Christ. By example and by word. And Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us this morning as we worship you soon. We pray, O Lord, that we will feel your presence. And Father, we come together confessing that we are sinners. And we try our best to stay on that narrow road. But at times our words, our thoughts, and even our actions go against your teaching. Forgive us, O Lord, as only you can forgive. We come, O Lord, in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praying those words that he taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our hymn is Savior Teach.
Both spout nonsense from knowing what is there. How then can we hide our thoughts from God? Conceited people do not like to be corrected. They never ask for advice from those who are wiser. When people are happy, they smile. But when they are sad, they look depressed. Intelligent people want to learn, but stupid people are satisfied with ignorance. The life of the poor is a constant struggle. But happy people always enjoy life. And so ends the reading of Proverbs 15, 1 to 15, out of your Good News translation. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Elaine speaking. Our third and final reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, from the Good News translation, entitled The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples of evil lies against you.
Almighty God, we thank you, Elaine.
We're persecuted. This concludes our scripture readings. Amen.
Thank you, Elaine, John, Janet, and Wayne, for sharing the word of God with us. Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, we thank you one more time for this opportunity to come together as like-minded people, praising and lifting up your name, giving you thanks, O Lord, for all of the blessings that we experience, both seen and unseen. And Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts give a glorious praise unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. I am unmuted. Hello?
Yes, you are unmuted, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Douglas. As I was putting today's message together, I thought how blessed we are in that we are given the responsibility and the joy to teach young children in the direction of Jesus Christ, to lead adults and walk alongside them in the teachings of Jesus Christ, and to teach not only by mouth, but by example, and having a feeling for each person that we walk alongside. I think back to approximately 20 years ago. It started with our oldest granddaughter, Abby. We would have Abby as our house guest for the week of vacation Bible school at the Beacon Church in Beaverton. As the other grandkids grew of age, we included them as well. Our two oldest, Abby and Aaron, who also started at 3 years of age, not only attended every year into their teens, but went on to be leaders of the Bible school. And not only leaders, by the word they were given, but by their example. At the age of three, children can barely tolerate the word no, much less being scolded. We found that when a reprimand was required, and I have to say it wasn't that often, we did so with understanding. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 1. And I'd like to replace that word anger with hurt. How many times have we looked into the face of a child and saw hurt because of a reprimand? The tongue that brings is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15, verse 4. It is not our calling to crush the spirit, but to walk along sigh and encourage. The discerning heart seeks knowledge. Proverbs 15, verse 14. And as much as we may not want to admit it, within us there is a sinful nature. We often look for ways to justify that nature. Oh, who's going to miss one grape? Or really, I didn't hurt anybody, but what I did. The Beatitudes we heard read this morning begins each verse of wisdom with the word blessed. As we walk in God's word, we are blessed because we are to the best of our ability avoiding the hurts and pitfalls that lead us away from Jesus, that lead us away from eternal life. The narrow road is not always easy, but it is rewarding. Happiness is found in Christian living as we follow that narrow road. Today's New Testament reading was taken from the book of Matthew. And depending on whose point of view is being put forward, Matthew's gospel will either inspire, trouble, or challenge us. Many people say that they are not as concerned so much about what they do not understand, but they are more concerned about what they do understand in the book of Matthew. Because then a conscious decision is required as to whether or not we will adhere to the word or ignore it. First, we must know what living a Christian life is and is not. The Christian life is not so much a matter of doctrine, belief systems, ideas, and worldviews. It is a matter of character. It handles the pressures, the stresses, the temptations of everyday living. It leads us out of our darkness with a serenity and courage, unshakable even in the worst that the world can offer us. The Christian life brings joy and happiness. But where do we begin as we talk about this joy and happiness? What clue do we possess about finding and experiencing happiness as we live the Christian life? Today's reading from Matthew provides a very clear description of life rooted in the grace of the only serenity that sticks with us through life and beyond death. That all embracing unconditional love of God, whom we know through Jesus Christ. Matthew, under inspiration, tells us what shapes character when we are ruled not by everyday tyrants or credentials. When we are not ruled by status and our bank balance, but by a new sovereignty gained by surrendering our lives to the gracious purpose of Jesus Christ. And he certainly has a purpose for your life and for mine. This surrender to sovereignty of God creates a new universe for action. And let me offer you an analogy. When we became of age, the age when you could vote and do a lot of things that were previously restricted, there was a dramatic change in your life. A new world opened up. Your parents became your equal. The barrier of age was removed from entrance to adult living. You had to look after money. You were treated differently by those around you. You were allowed to enter into once forbidden conversations. The world changed, and you changed with it. When we give our life over to Jesus, our future and our outlook is different. We enter a new and different way of life. In short, we are born again. We are traveling a different road. Jesus Christ is not simply a Nazarene stumbling along the dusty roads of Palestine. Jesus represents an event which changed human existence. He promises a city where race, culture, neighborhood, creed, and gender no longer pit us against one another, but lead to a reconciled community. In the new world, Matthew describes the Beatitudes become descriptions of the lives in this world. When one's allegiance shifts from our current rulers to the outgoing, risky, daring love of Jesus Christ. Beatitudes describes our position. Take the first beatitude, for instance. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the realm of heaven. This describes our position before God when we surrender our lives to the new world of Jesus Christ. The poor in spirit with no claim of success, academia, politics, committee memberships, or salary schedules, brilliance or fame or accomplishments to lay down. They let go of every claim to special identity, except as they are claimed for humble service in His name. To be poor in spirit is simply the way it is alongside Jesus Christ. And incredibly enough, alongside Jesus Christ, you will not only be poor in spirit, you will at the same time know the realm of heaven. Living in the realm of heaven means that we are no longer ruled by the sovereignties of this world, tearing us apart, stressing us out, eating us alive, worrying us to death. It means that we gain full humanity. We are not saved by what we have accumulated, but by the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for our sins. Other Beatitudes build on the first. They reflect on what it is like when we have chosen to give our lives over to Jesus as Lord and Savior. With our first loyalty being to Jesus, we mourn for a broken creation riddled with illness, hostility, wars, and greed. Committed to Jesus, we thirst for a righteousness. We reach for change in what is important. We do not labor under any illusion of our own abilities. We reach for the food of grace and peace, strengthening us to bear up under the worst, granting us courage to rest in the everlasting arms of Jesus. Walking with Jesus Christ, living under His sovereignty, we discover ourselves merciful. In a world possessed with blowing the enemy out of the water and driving the opposition to the wall, mercy is the order of the day. We offer mercy to others, exercising the power of God. Those who surrender to the realm of Christ will know the joy of peacemaking, will know happiness in the Christian walk. Peacemaking means reaching out, emphasizing with, identifying with, and reconciling the alienated, the marginalized, the outsider. It means standing beside those who are distanced from God. Excuse me. Walking with them into a new and healed community of love. And one thing more, by surrendering to Christ, we incur the disbelief, cynicism, mockery, laughter, and resistance of the world. To encounter the world in the fashion of Jesus turns the world upside down and aims it in a wonderful direction. Dare we really try it? I guarantee that if we do, Jesus can make your life, my life, and all of those we bring alongside nothing less than a courageous, radiant, joyous beatitude. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us such a wonderful challenge to lead others into what is good. And we pray, O Lord, that we will have the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to teach as we journey through this life. In Jesus' name, amen.